Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Wes Schaefer is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Wes is a new friend. He is the Sales Whisperer. He's the author of the new book, It Takes More Than a Big Smile, a Good Idea, and a Twitter Account to Build a Business That Lasts. And as I say, he's our new friend, Wes Schaefer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Wes, I was saying before you got here that I've been selling a long time, decades, and I've been in just about every selling situation you can get into more than once, and got myself out of them most of the time. And what I've observed, we're in what I call the age of the customer, and in that period of time where we are right now, some parts of selling have changed so dramatically that you have to throw away the old stuff and bring in the new stuff. And some parts of it hasn't changed at all. Some of it is as fundamental and will continue to be as ever. What do you think? And I think that's what's creating a lot of challenges for salespeople these days. What do you think?
I agree and I disagree. And I will, in any interview, I always contradict myself.
What makes this fun, though. If you agreed with me on everything, we wouldn't need you.
I think at the end of the day, people forget that there's a human being on the other end of the phone, at the other end of the computer screen, at the other end of the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can keep that in mind and focus solely on connecting with the human being, then the technology just becomes a tool, and you'll find the right technology.
That's the part. Okay? That's one of the parts that has not changed.
That will never change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since cavemen were drawing on walls, I mean, human beings are social creatures, right? They would go to the cave and draw and tell their story,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it move ahead a few thousand years, and people will meet at the city square and catch up on events and, you know, post the bulletins on the bulletin board and nail them to a tree, and everybody would gather around and talk about it. So, I mean, we are social creatures. And so people, you know, good Zig Ziglar, people buy from people, you know, they know, like, and trust. Telling is the transference of a feeling, and that feeling is confidence. So what do you do to instill confidence in that other human being that you have the solution for their issue? That's it.
Well, I agree with the thing that to be a little specific, I was going to see what your thoughts are. I believe that getting in to see a customer, and I'm specifically talking B2B now, business customers, getting in front of them so that you can connect with them, I think that's what's changed the most. Actually connecting with them, getting them to like you, closing them, making the sale, that part of it, once you're inside, that hasn't changed that much. What do you think?
Right. I just had somebody the other day say, I'm great once I get in front of the customer. I just got to get in front of more qualified customers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what do you think selling is? You know? And I get into this with salespeople all the time, and that your number one job is not to sell. It is to prospect, okay,
mm-hmm.
because you cannot control whether somebody pulls out their wallet and hands you money, but you can control how many at-bats you give yourself
mm-hmm.
by picking up the phone, by going to trade shows, by looking people up on LinkedIn and whatever, by sending out handwritten notes, okay? You control your activity, okay? You control what opening lines you use. You control if you use technology to automate some of this. You control how you connect and bond with the gatekeeper or the receptionist. Okay, so you're in complete control of all of that. But people usually wing it. Salespeople usually have no real written goals for their prospecting. They have no real script for their opening line, for how they reach decision makers, how they set firm appointments, whether they follow an agenda, whether that agenda is written out and emailed ahead of time and physical coffees brought with them. I mean, they just wing it. And that's just, you know, if you're willing to literally bet your paycheck every time you pick up the phone and you're okay with sporadic results, then knock yourself out. But, I mean, selling really is more systematic and predictable if you follow a process.
Talk to us about that process.
Well, as I mentioned, you know, in selling, you gotta know your numbers. And you've got to track how many times you pick up the phone, how many times you reach a decision maker, have a conversation, how many voicemails do you leave? Do you have 5 or 6 or 7 voicemails in a series, in a sequence, because it may take that many times to get through to that decision maker, okay? Do you know how to connect with that receptionist? And I mentioned, you know, having an agenda. I learned this almost 10 years ago from my own sales mentor when I was still in technology sales. And when I get that decision maker on the phone, I follow a script, okay? And this, and that agenda, you know, I say, hey, Jim, you know, thanks for agreeing to meet with me. Would it make sense in order to make the most use of our time if we set a quick agenda for our time together? Okay, and anybody and everybody is going to say, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Salespeople always say, like, you know, if I can just get in front of the right person. Well, you get in front of the right person by being different, right? Because people say, I am different. I'm better. I'm not that cheesy guy. Our competitors are terrible. I'm different. And I say, prove that you're different by acting different.
Yeah.
Okay, and so in the words you use and the process and having a process and having an agenda, that shows that you're different. Calling and having 7 messages in sequence with a different story, you know, covering a different unique aspect of your business shows that you're different.
Mm-hmm.
And having some personality, researching them on LinkedIn, referencing their college, referencing the previous company, showing that you did a little research, that you're not just totally smiling and dialing blindly.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things prove that you are indeed different, and then they'll give you a chance.
Well, hold on to that thought, Wes. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask the smiling and dialing part. I'm going to, as I said earlier, I'm going to get Wes's thoughts on that, because I think that's where a lot of people are missing the boat these days, is they're using an old plan that used to work that I think is not working as much anymore, and I want to see what Wes has to think, say about that. Wes Schaefer, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and he says it takes more than a big smile, a good idea, and a Twitter account to be successful. That's the title of the book, 20 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.